Almost 3 years after the COVID-19 pandemic started, some people who got infected months or even years ago are still experiencing symptoms that made work and life harder. Health reporter Rachel Sun spoke with local long COVID patients and doctors who have been treating them.
When Jared Edmonds got sick with COVID-19 in July of 2020, it started out feeling like a mild flu. But about a week in, he says he knew something was wrong.
Woke up the morning of day 8, I think it was 3 in the morning. My heart was racing around 140 to 160 beats per minute, and I could not feel my arms or legs. Had to crawl up the staircase to my parents' bedroom and yell at them to take me to the ER.
Edmonds ended up making 2 separate trips to the emergency room, which included blood draws and heart monitoring. None of them showed anything wrong. Ever since then, the 31-year-old says he's suffered from chronic fatigue and dizziness, despite numerous tests appearing to demonstrate a clean bill of health.
I did not have any known health issues. Avid exerciser, avid hiker. I would average sometimes 25,000 steps a day at work. One of my de-stressors was going for long, several mile walks at home because my parents have 40 acres, so we have walking trails out here, and I can't do that anymore. Exercise isn't fun. It actually makes me feel very sick, and my heart doesn't really seem to tolerate a lot of exertion now.
When he presented those symptoms 2 years ago, Edmonds was told long COVID wasn't real. But since then, long COVID or post-COVID conditions have been accepted as a legitimate, if perplexing, medical diagnosis.
Long COVID was actually a name that was coined by the online environment, patients that kind of thought that their doctors were blowing them off. And so the online communities said, no, this is real. We're still feeling awful, and we're weeks after COVID.
That's Dr. John Gregan, a family medicine doctor at St. Joseph Clinics in Lewiston, Idaho. Like many family and general practice doctors, he's been treating patients with persistent symptoms that outlast their initial COVID-19 infection. Long COVID is characterized by a range of symptoms that can include chronic fatigue, post-exertion malaise, a rapid heart rate, and shortness of breath. Max Williams is a family doctor in Pullman, Washington. He's also been treating long COVID patients and says right now the medical community still doesn't know much about long COVID or how to treat it. The most popular hypothesis is that long COVID is a result of a dysfunctional inflammatory immune response that persists even after the virus is gone.
If it sounds like hand waving, it is, because there's a difference between thinking and knowing. And so unfortunately, the only way to really know is to have the clinical trials and the bench science prove it.
The true number of people with long COVID is still unknown, though Dr. Gregan says some estimate that roughly 10% of people who get infected with COVID-19 will experience long COVID. Of those people, another 10% are estimated to experience symptoms after 2 years. In July 2021, long COVID was formally recognized as a disability by the federal government. People who think they have long COVID should see their doctors for a formal diagnosis, Dr. Williams says, which includes making sure they're not dealing with another treatable disease. Edmund says his work has been accommodating and he's not worried about job security, but other COVID-19 long haulers he's talked to have had trouble getting accommodations.
A lot of us aren't going to look sick at all. It's pretty serious, especially for those of us who don't know if we're going to ever recover or not. So just the main thing to get out there is we just need help. We need listening ears. We need people to take us seriously and just kind of hold our hands.
Gregan says part of the recovery for COVID-19 and long COVID is dealing with the mental health impacts of the pandemic.
I think there is an overwhelming amount of evidence to suggest that some of long COVID is really a very prolonged grieving reaction that we're going through as well.
Gregan recommends long COVID patients practice gentle, regular exercise and that they work to reconnect with social support systems they weren't able to access during the pandemic. I'm Rachel Sun.
This report is made possible by the Lewis-Clark Valley Healthcare Foundation in partnership with Northwest Public Broadcasting, the Lewiston Tribune, and the Moscow Pullman Daily News.